This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. I've worn glasses since I was six, so I'm very familiar with myopia, nearsightedness. Some state lawmakers have it too when it comes to Louisiana's fiscal issues.
Sitting here with their head in the sand, thinking about today and just trying to get through this budget and get home.
Democrat Marcus Hunter has noticed it, and Republican Blake Miguez admits it.
We always discuss what can we do to solve the budget shortfall today so we can constitutionally balance our budget today.
The governor says many have tried using rose-colored glasses.
Legislators are somehow hoping that money is just going to show up.
While some think if they squint enough at the revenue numbers, it will all come into focus.
It would be a lot better to have real numbers rather than these inflated projected numbers that just scares everybody.
Who the heck really knows what the real number is?
Some in-house leadership, like Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry and Republican Caucus Chair Lance Harris, are holding out for surgery, cuts, to correct their vision.
On this side, some of us are trying to hold back some of that money, not appropriate at all, to where we can put ourselves in a better fiscal position moving forward.
The state is in peril with a fiscal cliff, and that's what we're trying to address by appropriating less.
But Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden notes those leading still aren't clearly seeing what's ahead, posing a danger to those required to follow.
Thus far, there has been no action to deal with the cliff. And come July 1, we are all tumbling off together.
Tomorrow, we'll examine the view from the edge of the fiscal cliff. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.